Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is time for our regular weekly visit with Peter King, Football Morning in America. Peter, brought to you by Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? Good morning, Peter.
Dale, how are you?
Better than Antonio Brown this morning, I guess, based on a report from Chozina Anderson. Brittany Taylor's attorney, David Haas, reports that Antonio Brown's lawyer has, quote-unquote, accepted service on behalf of Brown in her civil complaint. In other words, as Chozina said, Antonio Brown has been served. How does this move the case forward, do you think?
Well, I think for all parties concerned, I mean, I don't see anybody in the NFL signing Antonio Brown until his legal issues are resolved. And, you know, this is serious enough, but there's enough evidence. I mean, Robert Klemko in Sports Illustrated wrote a lot about how Antonio Brown is also not just a has been accused of a very serious sexual crime, but he's also apparently a serial welcher, you know, who doesn't pay people who work for him. So there's enough out there to keep him off the field. And if I'm Antonio Brown, I want to, whatever the resolution of this is, I want to get this resolved as soon as I can. Because otherwise, I doubt anybody in the NFL is going to sign him.
Were you surprised by the reports last week that Russell Wilson was lobbying for the Seahawks to look into Antonio Brown? And then the next report after that was that there were three teams still interested. Now, that was prior to today's news, but still, it seems like there is some interest. But like you said, Peter, maybe they're just waiting.
Interest is different than judging what the pushback is going to be if you actually sign him. And I just, look, I have no inside information on this, but I just will be very surprised if right now, not even knowing if the NFL would give him permission to play right now, and what the status of the NFL investigation is. But I just would be very surprised if anybody stepped out on that limb and chose to sign him.
Do you mean pushback by fans or just that the league would maybe
suspend him? No, fans, and I think fans, and I mean, this is just my feeling. I mean, we may have gotten to the point in our society where we look the other way on a lot of things, but the Roberto Osuna thing in Houston during the World Series convinced me that sexual assaults are not one of the things that people in sports will look the other way on.
Plan B for the Seattle Seahawks apparently was Josh Gordon, who they picked up on waivers when the Patriots cut him. What are your expectations for Gordon going forward based on how he performed here with the Patriots?
Well, I mean, if I'm the Seahawks, I try to get as much out of Josh Gordon as I can, as soon as I can, because I think if you look at his history, for whatever reason, he doesn't seem to be able to stay on the field for very long, whether because of injury or substance or performance. So, you know, if you're the Seahawks, you know, you have an incredibly challenging part of your schedule ahead. Four of your next five are on the road, all of them against teams that still have at least a playoff prayer: San Francisco, Philly, Rams, and Carolina. Their only home game in that stretch is Minnesota, which, aside from, you know, dubious performances by the quarterback, they can win any game on any Sunday or Monday. So I would, if I were them, I'd try to get as much out of him as I could, as soon as I could. But quite honestly, I don't think the receiver position has been a huge problem for Seattle. It's their secondary that is just continually getting gashed. So, again, I think that they'll try to activate him this week, and they'll try to play him and get as much out of him for whatever period of time he's on this team.
Peter, you mentioned Carolina briefly. What is Cam Newton's future in Carolina?
Well, Steve, I think that the Panthers right now are staring at a dilemma that is going to take them a while to go through. I mean, if you look at the way the NFL calendar works, okay, they basically have until early March to make a decision on Cam Newton. So that's whatever, 4 or 5 months right now. But there are signs that they clearly are going to have to think seriously about Cam Newton's situation, because there's three problems with Cam Newton for Carolina right now. Number one, he's going to cost them $19 million, which in a quarterback sense is not horrible, but they can get out of the deal and only owe him whatever, $1 or $2 million on the cap next year. So if they commit to him and bring back Kyle Allen next year, that's going to be a funky little quarterback room, even though there's an interesting story on The Athletic about how all the quarterbacks are getting along so well and all that. I'm not sure they get along so well if it were a job competition next year in training camp.
Peter, going back to Sunday night and the Patriots lost to the Ravens, is that a bad game for a great defense, or did we learn that maybe the defense isn't quite as great as we thought?
Well, I mean, the defense faced a player, and I think the defense is excellent, absolutely excellent, but I think there was one play in the third quarter that just said, hey, listen, sometimes you have to tip your cap to the opposition. You know, the Patriots had crept to within 4 points. It was 24-20. And it looked like, and it sounded like in that stadium, because I was there, that stadium was silent watching the Ravens get the ball back. And being in the stadium, it was – that had been like a Metallica concert. It was so loud in that stadium for almost 2 hours. And then the Patriots come back, and it's 24-20. The momentum, with the exception of the Edelman fumble, the momentum totally had switched to the Patriots. And so it's 3rd and 5, and people are saying, wow, we need a play right here. And the Patriots rush 6. They kept a spy on Lamar Jackson, and then Lamar Jackson made a perfect 18-yard throw to Mark Jackson, the tight end, and you know that they went on to score a touchdown, and that totally changed the game. But all I'm saying is that I think sometimes the Patriots, I think, played Lamar Jackson as smart as they could, but sometimes you just have to admit and you have to accept that a special player, which I think Lamar Jackson might be, a special player makes plays no matter what the defense does. And in that case, having a zero blitz and having Mark Jackson closely covered, or Mark Andrews rather, closely covered, but the quarterback made a perfect throw. So I think I would be worried a little bit about their run defense, you know, coming out of that game. But I think they played Lamar Jackson well, and he just made a few plays.
Final question before we let you go. Has Mark Jackson played his way into the MVP conversation?
Lamar Jackson, you got Peter King on the brain, Dale.
Yeah, I did.
I would say I think he definitely has. I'd give Russell Wilson a slight edge, but, you know, the Ravens are pretty much a major surprise right now, I think. And it's all because the Ravens had the guts a year and a half ago with Joe Flacco in house to challenge him and to pick this guy, and he's responded, and he's not just a runner. He can make some very big throws when he needs to. Now, he isn't the polished quarterback that Russell Wilson is, or even that Deshaun Watson is, but I think in all ways he's played himself into it. And I think those three guys are probably right now today, I'd put it Russell Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson in that order. But, I mean, he definitely deserves to be in the conversation.
I don't think Mark Jackson has any game left anyway, to be honest.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't know. He can announce, but yeah. I don't know if he can talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.